Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
Researchers at NUI Galway, led by Professor Grace McCormack, are making interesting discoveries about the wild Irish honeybee population thanks to the observation of wild honeybee custodians. What are they? They're ordinary people like you and I who happen to live near wild honeybees and are happy to share the observations with the scientific community at NUIG. Now, Lorna Siggins went to meet some custodians, starting with George Tottenham on the family farm in West Clare. But en route to his farm, Lorna and NUI researcher Owen McLaughlin stopped off to observe for themselves a wild honeybee colony in a hollow in the trunk of an old beech tree.
Can you see in there now? This particular place was pointed out to us by George, who said it was initially discovered by a friend of his travelling in this direction to visit him, and who was urgently struck for the need for a bio break. They're in there. You can see the comb. Can you see the comb in there, the white honeycomb in there?
Oh my goodness, I can see it, yeah.
And if you come a little bit closer, you can actually see the bees walking over and back across them.
Oh yeah, there's,
well, there's one now who won't be happy to see us.
Okay, hopefully that's not a scout.
That would be quite typical of a lot of wild bee colonies. We have seen so many in trees in the course of our investigations. They seem to be quite happy there for the moment anyway.
Owen and I continued on to the Tottenhams.
See that guy in the middle, the black and white guy? He lives in the back, hangs out with turkeys.
Here George Tottenham told me about his farm.
Yeah, so where we are now is on our farm on the east side of Mount Callan. As a family, we've been here since the mid-1800s. My father had bees here in the 60s and 70s, but that's beehives, but it never really took off for him due to the climate that we have here and the high rainfall on the west coast of Clare. Then last year I saw that Grace was doing research in relation to native Irish bees, and I was aware of 3 to 4 colonies that we had either in the house or the surrounding of the house. I also had caught a swarm last year from one of the colonies, and I had it in a commercial beehive, so I thought it would be quite interesting to see if they were studied, how the ones in the beehive reacted or compared to the ones that were living in the roof. So that's how I got involved with this study, and I suppose became a custodian.
Sadie Monks also lives in Clare, and like George Tottenham, she has become a custodian on Professor McCormack's wild honeybee project.
I moved here 25 years ago, but I moved to this particular house 20 years ago, and there were bees already in the roof of the house when I arrived, which was a little startling for me. I'd come from Dublin 5 years previously. I wasn't expecting to find bees in the roof, you know. But it was they seemed completely harmless, and they didn't seem to want to come in through the ceiling, so I was happy enough. And they did cause a bit of a problem, but it actually wasn't their fault, Lorna. The boys were very small. My youngest was only a toddler. As they do, they were, you know, himself and his brother were running around the garden barefoot, and I suddenly realised that there was an awful lot of dying bees on the lawn. And it had been, the Varroa had come down and was killing them. And it was really distressing. I was very upset to see it, you know. I couldn't hear them through the roof anymore. I used to be able to hear them through the ceiling. There was a little kind of a low humming noise that you'd hear when they were cooling the nest. And so when they weren't cooling it down, what happened was that the wax that's holding in the honey started to melt. And the honey started dripping through my ceiling. You know, every floorboard in the house was sticky. I just couldn't stop it coming through the roof. In the end, we actually had to take down part of the ceiling, a good 6 foot back. But actually, they arrived back and they came back to my shed and then the neighbour's shed.
The observations of the custodians have contributed to work published by Professor McCormack in the Journal of Apiculture Research.
Native Irish bees are a member of a subspecies called Apis mellifera mellifera that are actually threatened over their distribution range in Europe and are extinct over a lot of their range because people have brought in other bees, non-native bees, for commercial beekeeping. And because of the introduction of Varroa, there was a massive crash in the population. in 2016, we wrote an article for the Irish Times, Dick Alstrom, and we had a big reaction to that. And we followed a number of bees over 3 years and showed that some of these bees were actually surviving in despite the presence of roe and other diseases. And this is really cool for two reasons. One is for beekeepers, if they can have local bees that are adapted to varroa, they don't need to use chemicals. And it's very good for the conservation of our native subspecies because it can live without the help of beekeepers. George's mum actually had reported in to the first round two of the colonies. One of them has been here for 20 years, so he remembers it as a kid. So that's really why we're monitoring them. And people like George, who knows what he's talking about, can tell me hand on heart, he has not seen any incoming swarms in these years. All he sees are outgoing swarms. And that gives us really great confidence that these bees are surviving.
George is now attempting to use local wild honey bees to produce honey for human consumption.
This colony swarmed from the house last summer, very luckily into a bush that was about 8 metres high. So myself and a friend got a front loader and a tractor, got up, cut down half my mother's bush to get the colony out. We then secured the colony and I put it into the hive here. As you can see where we're standing, this hive is under a old turf shed. So there's a roof over it. The hive itself is dry, so we don't have that issue with moisture or dampness. I learnt my beekeeping last year off Google and reading a Haynes manual on how to become a beekeeper. So I'm not saying this is all scientifically going to work. But what is lovely about it is where I'm standing now, I can look directly in a straight line, I'd say 40 metres to where this colony originally started. So I know it can survive in this climate, in a natural environment. Now, it's as I mentioned, it's the wrong time of year to see bees flying. And also, I know we're on the radio, but it's just started to lash rain here. Yeah. They're not going to really like it if it disturbs them, I don't think. It's quite interesting to have an organic farm in West Clare. And I suppose having a few beehives is another string to our bow and another piece of interest, you know?
And Professor Grace McCormack appreciates the custodians.
Yes, we have at the moment about 40 or 50 people who have agreed to monitor these bees. So I think this could be potentially an amazing citizen science project where citizens are really involved in the research. A thing called Honeybee Watch, an international project, they're trying to do what we've been doing in Ireland. So we're actually leading the way in Ireland, and we already have these custodians, this team involved, and then we can go sample, then we can go study the bees all over the country, from the middle of nowhere here in Aina to in cities. So we've got a lot of urban wild bees as well. And so this will make a good urban and rural citizen science project.
That report there from Lorna Siggins.